The world is evolving with innovation and technologies. We can only evolve by keeping up with the times. Let's talk smartphones. Let's talk artificial intelligence. Let's talk digital currencies. Let's talk NFTs. Let's talk the metaverse. Let's talk digital life. Starting in April, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Good morning, Lagos. As promised, we are back with Digital Life, another episode of Digital Life, right here at 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Ivana Haifo, and this time, every Sunday, Digital Life comes to you. As you know, I never do this alone. My able co-presenter joins me, Emmanuel.
Thank you, Yvonne. As always, good morning, Lagos, and welcome to Digital Life. It's the show that keeps you informed on the world of tech every Sunday here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. On this show, we help you understand the importance of technology and how it affects your quality of life. We also have a segment on the show that we call Tech of the Week. On this segment, we introduce you to technologies and innovation, especially indigenous innovations.
That's right. We've had a jolly, jolly good ride so far. Why are you oohing, Emmanuel?
Of course I know. We've had a good time.
We've had a jolly good ride so far talking about tech careers. We've had coders. We've had programmers on the show to share their career journeys with
don't
us.
Don't forget the 16-year-old.
John Osini. How can I forget him?
Don't forget him.
Goodness.
Always mention him.
Okay. We've also had John Osini. Are you fine now? Is that okay?
Yeah. Great.
We've also had John Osini on the show. John Osini is a 16-year-old. He's a teenager, in fact. You know, doing amazing things. Makes me question my life choices every time.
That's very right.
Every time.
Well, yes.
Anyway, today we are speaking to a brilliant young woman whom I'm calling a Texas. Because why not? She's a Texas.
Okay, yeah, we're speaking to a lovely young woman, and Yvonne has been handling the commendations and the complimentary, so let me just stick to being a Texas. She's a beautiful young lady, and
she doesn't seem to like the name Texas. She will tell us about it in a minute.
Don't worry, you have your time to explain it. Yes, Adora Wodo, right, is a 25-year-old software engineer who is currently building mixed reality on the cloud. So that's a lot of words, but we'll give her the opportunity to actually tell us what it all means. Because even to me, mixed reality on the cloud.
Mixed reality.
What hits your mind? What comes to mind?
Mixed reality, is it like spiritual versus physical?
You understand?
Is that Adora, please laugh.
You know when you go into
the cinema, Adora is stifling the laughter. Adora, laugh out loud. LOL. This is the show. On this show, we have fun.
We try as much as possible to pass information while we're having fun.
Honestly, that's what I thought. Mixed reality. Is it like the spiritual versus, is there like a middle ground between the physical versus the spiritual? That kind of thing. But anyway, that's why she's here on the show.
It shows that you've not seen Doctor Strange. Because if you've seen Doctor Strange, understand reality, you know, they have different dimensions.
So what I'm understanding now is spirituality. Is that what you're saying?
Don't worry, I know where you're from. I know how it's like down there.
Can you imagine?
No, don't worry,
Emmanuel.
When is Edo State people? Don't worry,
Emmanuel did not just do that to me on the show.
Course.
Lagos, he just dragged me. What are you trying to say? That we fly on broomsticks?
Well, that's the word on the street.
Goodness.
Lagos, that's the word on the street.
I will hold this against Emmanuel. Let it be on record that Emmanuel said that to me. Anyway, Adora Nwodo, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. Please speak.
Thank you.
You can speak now.
Finally.
I've been trying so hard not to laugh. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, Adora, thank you so much for coming on Digital Life. You're quite accomplished. You actually are quite accomplished. You have a first-class degree in computer science, right?
Yes.
And then you have is it a master's degree?
I'm still doing the business program. It's not a master's. It's like a distance learning.
Okay, by the way, Lagos, she's doing this distance learning program at Stanford University Graduate School of Business. I mean, how cool is that?
Well.
And she's just 25. How cool is that?
You know, tone down on the age, please. Thank you very much.
I know, because it makes me question my life.
Think about your own life.
Exactly.
Exactly, you know?
Makes me question my own life. But Adora, what's your motivation?
Impact, I guess. And it's not money, Sha. I think it's more impact and myself. I'm that kind of person that I do something great, I announce it, it's like 2 seconds of joy and it's like, yeah, on to the next thing.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I've always been like that. So when you are constantly in competition with yourself, I guess this is what happens.
Yeah, I remember when I used to be in competition with myself. That was in secondary school. But then life happened to me. Life happened to me, and right now I'm just in competition with, I don't know. No, I remember then, you know, in secondary school, if I don't come first this term, I have to come first. It was a serious one.
Really, life happened to you.
Life happened to me. Life showed me shege. Shege, please hold your phones away from the mic.
You can put them on airplane mute.
Yeah, they interfere with the signal. Tell us about software engineering.
That's kind of like a big question. So I'll just try to answer what is software engineering.
Okay, so first of all, how did you know to specialize in software engineering? I mean, you studied computer science, graduated with a first class degree. You could have done anything, but you chose software engineering.
I chose software engineering before I studied computer science.
Oh, really?
So I studied computer science because I wanted to be a software engineer.
So Adora, you even knew what you wanted to do with your life.
I knew.
What age were you when you figured this out?
So when I was 7, I figured that I wanted to work with computers. When I was like 9, I discovered what programming was. But I didn't know that there were courses that you could study to become a programmer. But I was already like, you know, doing small things on the web and, you know, doing some programming with Visual Basic as well. And then it was like when I was in, you know, when you are in like your SS3 and when it's time to
decide what career,
what do you want to do? At that time, I wanted to study math and learn to code because I still didn't know that there was a thing called computer science, but I just knew that I wanted to code. So I thought, oh, maybe you have to go to like NIIT or something to learn to code. But then guidance and, you know, people around you, elderly people that just know these things better, they're like, oh, there's this thing called computer science. Sounds like that's what you want.
Yes.
And then I went to check it out and that was really what I wanted and I just went for it.
Look at that. You knew that you wanted to do software engineering before you even studied computer science.
I knew.
When I was around that, maybe I'm going to... See, when I was around your age, let me tell you now. Adora, when I was around your age, I thought I wanted to be a doctor. My grandma then told me, you should be a lawyer. You like to talk. Then, as I was praying for jam, my mother told me, maybe you should study English. Because, you see, lawyers, now charge and bill them, they do. You know, then I studied English and then that. And then I came out and I said, you know what? I think I want to do something in the media space. So I didn't find out what I really wanted to do until much later.
Well, your story is quite good, but then mine, I wanted to do accounting. I wanted to be an accountant. When I was growing up, I was always like, oh, I want to be an accountant. Like, I loved it. When I went to school and I saw maths, I'm here now. Well, Adora, it's quite nice having you, and it's great. When I heard about mixed reality, you know, my brain triggered off. You heard what Yvonne said, you know, spiritual. She's saying from the spiritual side.
And, you know, I said it's a
I actually understand why she would say that, because there was a time that I was doing a demo, and somebody in the room didn't know that I heard him until like I said what he said, and everyone started laughing. But he said quietly, "This is witchcraft."
Do you get like mixed reality?
So I wasn't wrong when I inferred that she's, you know, she's from the south, you know? I wasn't wrong, okay?
You pay for it. You will pay for it dearly. But
it's my day.
So basically, Nigerians have been doing mixed reality before we even knew.
You understand? Like, we're doing it on broomsticks, and that's what they like to say, and groundnut pills. But I don't know.
But he said we.
That's what they always say.
But let's get it. Can you just give us a broader knowledge of what mixed reality is really all about?
Okay, yes. So it's like a combination of AR and VR. So it's like you are mixing immersive technologies, and I'll say what AR and VR means.
Thank you,
like,
because you lost me after saying it's like
because people in the audience might not understand what this is. So AR is like putting digital objects in your physical space. So if you've used like a Snapchat filter before, all those filters that have like, you know, whiskers,
bunny ears.
There's even one now that has this cute little butterfly that just,
yeah,
you know, does this
all
thing
of
on,
that stuff. Yes. Instagram filters, Snapchat filters. If you maybe know of the IKEA app that helps you like see what furniture would look like in your space before you go and buy the furniture, that's an example of like an AR experience. Then a VR experience is like, you know, there are some people that do VR movies, or you know, people play VR games or all these VR experiences where I wear the headset, I don't know what's happening around me anymore. It's like I've been taken to a whole digital world where I feel like I'm a cartoon character. I can't see myself, but I'm interacting with other graphical objects and like, you know, we're just doing things.
Yeah, I played a game like that, yeah, once with my friend, and my friend was screaming, Robinson, I'll call his name there.
Yeah.
He was screaming. We went out for, you know, time, and we had the goggles on, and then we had the games, and I was shooting zombies, right?
Yeah.
Such something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was shooting zombies, and when it was his turn, I was holding the camera. My guy was screaming. Because
and you actually think the zombies are coming at you.
Yeah.
Is that real? So mixed reality is like blending both experiences together. Because with AR, for example, it's just those filters, those objects. You can't really interact with them.
May I please ask, what is AR? Thank you.
Augmented reality.
Mm-hmm. The other one, the VR.
Virtual reality.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Augmented reality versus virtual reality. When they merge, they become mixed reality.
Yes. Yes, so mixed reality is merging those two things together. So with mixed reality, I can have those digital objects in my physical space and I can interact with them as though they are real objects. So imagine, basically look at Tony Stark's superpower and imagine that everyone could do that when they have a headset on. So it's like there are holograms here and I can move a hologram.
What's a hologram? Sorry. We're dummies in this place. When it comes to tech, we're just like, you know. So go on.
Yeah, like a digital object, a kind of digital object. Imagine me making a 3D representation of you in the same room. And it's like, oh, I've cloned you in 3D. So now there's an Yvonne hologram. Something like that. So there's a holographic representation of you.
Okay, so my question now is, if there's a hologram of me, is that hologram able to do anything? How are you able? Because I've heard of a Whitney Houston hologram, an Aaliyah hologram, you know, a Michael Jackson hologram. But so I really want to understand that whole idea.
Yeah, so you can program it to do things that you want to do. It's all in the code, basically.
This is witchcraft, true.
Lima.
This is witchcraft, true. But continue. Truly.
So you can program it to do whatever it is that you want. I mean, at the end of the day, it's like in computing, you basically tell the computer what you want it to do and how you want it to react based on different events. So it could be like, okay, if I hit this button, I want this person to do this thing. When there is this certain scenario, I want this thing to behave this way. When I run this script, I want this hologram to, I'm being ambitious right now, I want this hologram to speak to me or something like that, right? So you can write code that, you know, can make your hologram have different actions that they can perform and you can interact with them. So I've given like some demos where I picked up like, you know, graffiti and then I was just like drawing all over the place, and then I took this graffiti, resized it and put it on somebody's head. Then I'm like
reality.
Yeah, so I put it on the person's head, but because I'm wearing a headset, I can see the person, the graffiti, and all the other virtual things merging both realities, the physical and that digital.
Okay, but the person can see
it. But the person can see it until they wear the headset. So there was a time that in a conference, I gave a speaker a burger, like it was right in front of her, and everyone could see it on the screen that the burger was right in front of her, but obviously she wasn't wearing the headset, so she couldn't see it. But as soon as I gave her the headset and she saw the burger in front of her, she screamed.
Adora, again I say, now juju be this. This one, now confirm juju Lagos, because I don't, what?
Okay.
It must be exciting doing the thing that you do.
Yeah, I love my job a lot.
Obviously, because you're able to manipulate things. Like, that is mind-blowing. Lagos, are you listening to the show right now?
So let's retract a little bit. Okay, let's get into what brought about this mixed reality. Let's talk about software engineering and programming. You've mentioned programming so many times. You were talking about, you know, programming, the hologram and all that. So does software engineering and programming, are they the same thing? Are they in the same space?
Software engineers program.
Software engineers program.
But not all programmers are software engineers, if I can say that. The term software engineering is a broader term. So you are a software engineer because, you know, you build, you maintain, you design, you do architecture for software. Okay. And then you're a programmer because you write code, right? Mm. So if we're looking at people, let me use this example here. Not the best example, but I just hope that it passes across what I'm trying to say. If you are a WordPress developer, for example, and like you build on top of WordPress, you are more a programmer. But let's say if you are working in a company and you're trying to build something where, you know, they have to go design the thing, then you have to go ideate, then do all of that stuff, then software engineering. Not saying that, and I think nowadays, to be honest, because of the way technology is going, the line is becoming blurry. So
exactly
at this point, Seth, a bunch of, because it's like, if the term was well defined a couple years ago, nowadays it's the lines are getting more blurred. Because I'm going to use front end, for example, like your website, what you see in the in your website,
right?
Like, I remember I kind of used to build websites back in the day, but now it has gotten more complicated because people that are building these things now, I mean, there's accessibility to think about. There is the fact that, okay, you also want to make sure that your page is loading faster. Things that people didn't really care about before. They just wanted to go build the website and go, share, they've built it, take it and use it like that. But now, because of these things, even people that you wouldn't call software engineers before are now being forced to think like engineers. Because it's more, it's not only about delivering the product and then going away. That's why I'm making that distinction.
Right.
But it's also about, you know, thinking about solving problems, like challenges that people would face even after you've delivered that software. Optimization problems, performance problems. So that's what actually forces you to think like an engineer. And I think now we're getting to that point in tech where anyone that is writing code is now being forced to think like that. So software engineer or programmer, or now the terms are, can be used interchangeably and they kind of mean the same thing. But there was a time when that wasn't really the case, like maybe 6-7 years ago.
So it is like they're multitasking, you know, when you're a software engineer or when you're a programmer, basically you do combination of both functions sometimes.
So nowadays it's no longer a combination, it's just a thing you have to do. So you are building, but when you are when you're designing this application that you want to go build, are you thinking about, you know, the right ways? Are you trying to use the right technologies? When you actually now have gone live and you are experiencing challenges because of load, are you thinking about the best ways to optimize, to, you know, make load better, as opposed to saying, oh, just go and buy more computers, we'll be fine, because you're wasting money when you do that? Are you thinking about, you know, performance problems, how to solve them? It's like a whole thing.
Right. Are software engineering and cloud engineering one and the same thing?
No, they're not. So, so like cloud engineering, software engineering is an umbrella term.
First of all, what is a cloud? Is it like the one in the sky?
No.
The blue one?
Another witchcraft right there.
Because I mean, Lagos, you see why you should listen to Digital Life. Hey, please go on.
So the cloud is basically a location that we don't know, where there are other people's computers and we can store information, you know, do heavy computing, process information, all of that stuff on those computers as opposed to ours. So that's just, in like layman terms, that's exactly what the cloud is. Somebody else's computer somewhere, you don't know the place, but you can send your information there and then you can get it back. That's,
because I mean, I hear, oh, your information has been saved in the cloud. Okay, is it like the one in the sky?
Because like Google Cloud, like Google Drive, you know.
Oh,
all your pictures, all of that stuff that you put on Google Drive or on Dropbox, they're somewhere right? Yeah. But you don't know where it is, but when you want it, you can get it.
Yeah, so much so that even when you delete things, they just don't go away. They're just somewhere in the cloud.
Yeah, if you think you've deleted an image from your iPhone, I'm sorry, I'm laughing at you, because that image is probably still on iCloud waiting for you to go and delete it there as well.
Emmanuel Awoka, did you hear that?
Why are you mentioning my name right now?
I'm just asking you.
No, like why?
Because you should know.
No, it's Sunday, I'm a Christian. Thank you very much.
So you were asking about software engineering and cloud engineering.
Yes.
They're not, like, both of them are actually umbrella terms. A software engineer is someone that builds software. I mean, there are different kinds of software. So you might be building mobile apps, you might be building web apps, you might be building mixed reality like me, you might be building different things, and it's all software, so you are a software engineer. A cloud engineer, however, is somebody doing stuff in the cloud. Now that's different, because it's an umbrella term again, because when you're working in the cloud, there are different rules that exist. Is that you are building software on the cloud, or you are doing this thing called DevOps, which is you are helping people that build software iterate and, you know, make that whole building to releasing to feedback process easier, or you are doing security for cloud resources, or you are designing applications that have been built, like different things, right? So a software engineer is someone that builds software. A cloud engineer is someone that does something relating to the cloud. They're not necessarily the same, but you would call cloud engineers software engineers as well.
So let's talk about software engineering as a career so far for you. How would you describe it?
How did I describe your career?
Yes, your career.
I don't know, nice.
Because I mean, I went through your profile and I was blown away.
Thank you.
You know, you've done so much in, and you're still so young. And I'm making you sound like I'm really old. I'm not that old. But you've done so much. So what would you advise people who are looking to pivot into software engineering as a career?
If you're looking to pivot into software engineering, I would say start today. There's no best time right now. Like, it's better to start now than maybe like a couple years ago, because now there are lots of people, there are lots of resources out there. These are things that did not exist before. Put yourself out there. And when people say put yourself out there, people just tend to think it's, oh, okay, go to social media and start posting nonsense so that people will notice you. You don't have to be popular. It's not by force. If you are someone that likes to be by yourself, you can be by yourself, but everyone at least still knows what you are doing. And because there are some rooms that people would be in that your names would come up in, and you want people that can advocate for you to be there as well, to help, you know, say, I know this person and I can bet on this person. And if you build something and you keep it under your bed, nobody's ever going to see it. So join a boot camp. If you're in school, stay in school. When you're done, you know, start a software engineering career. But if you, the traditional way, which is the way I did it, but if you are someone that is trying to transition, you know, take a course, join a boot camp, get an internship, join a community, meet like-minded people like you, and then you people can learn and grow together and just take it on from there.
You talked about joining a community. You talked about, you know, getting some tools and all that. What kind of tools can you, and then also what kind of communities can you recommend? Because a lot of people want to do this thing. They just don't know where to start from.
Okay.
You know, they don't know where to start from. So they need some kind of push, some kind of direction. What would you advise?
I feel like Google is the best resource in the world. Right? That search engine can save your life. And I'm saying it because I don't want to say it saved mine, but it had an impact. Like, you typing something as vague as how to get into tech in Nigeria is enough to get you started, because you would see different things. You would find, there was a time that I went, because someone told me and I didn't believe it. I went on Google and I typed women in tech in Nigeria, and I saw a list of 10 women.
Are you serious?
My name was number one, but like there were like 9. I just had to put it there,
girl. yes girl,
there were like 9 other women. And the truth is, if you do that kind of thing and you see the 10 women on that list, nothing stops you from following them on social media.
True.
Because what happens is, these women actually post some things about tech. Maybe they'll post about the next events they're speaking at, and you can go for this event and you can meet other people. Right. You can join communities as well. Just go on Google and type, okay, tech communities in Nigeria. You would find some. Off the top of my head, the ones I would recommend, if you're a woman, I would definitely recommend that you join She Code Africa. It's a very amazing community built for women, built by women to help other women get into tech. It's like, you know, championing the whole gender.
Talk about women empowerment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I also have a study group that I started actually just like last week, helping people to study for, like, you know, whatever tech thing that you have, whether it's interviews or in school you want to do a tech assignment, or you just even want to get better in programming. Study with your peers and then have other experienced people that you can ask questions and run things by them. There's also For Loop. There's Oscar Africa. So if you're interested in getting into open source, which is basically building software that is publicly available for everyone to use, then you can also do that. So it's, you can start from somewhere. I think starting from She Code Africa, starting from Oscar Africa, just Googling something like, oh, top tech people in Nigeria, and then following them is enough to get you started. But mind you, the whole mediocre thing about, you know, following people and then just being by yourself and expecting that opportunities come to you, that's not going to happen. So you still have to build things. If you want to be, you're a software engineer because you write code, so go and write code.
Right.
When you are done writing code, go and share what you've written and go and write some more code.
Right.
And that's how you'd actually learn, get better, share with your network. People see you and then they're able to recommend you for even better opportunities.
Lagos, as always, we only bring you the best. We have Adora Wobdo in the studio and she's giving us hot.
Love
the
it.
The number one, according to her, let me quote her here, the number one, or is it according to Google? Which one?
According to Google. And I love it.
Yes, girl, yes.
Yeah, so this is Digital Life on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We have Abora Wodo in the studio.
She's Did you say Abora?
Adora.
Thank you very
Adora,
much.
Adora, thank you. I almost misspelled the name. Adora Wodo in the studio, and she's telling us everything about software engineering. If you're out there and you're listening to us and you're thinking of a tech career to come into, Adora is advising you to begin today. But if you're there and you also want to ask questions, you know, you have questions to ask, you have questions as concerning software engineering, all you have to do is call us right now. We don't have much time, but we're just going to take some few calls before we go to the next segment. You can call us on 01277-0993, 01277-1993, and 01277-2993. And for women only, you can call us. The ladies, you can call in right now to ask your question. We have a lady advocate here in the studio. You can call us on 01465-7190.
Phone lines are buzzing already.
We don't even have to take your Okay, let's go.
Okay, but have you read out the WhatsApp number?
Okay, for the WhatsApp numbers, because the phone lines, we might not be able to take a lot of calls. So for the WhatsApp number, you can call us on 08095975805. Send us a message on 08095975805.
Okay, Lagos, let's have you. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Digital Life.
My name is Stanley.
Stanley, welcome.
Yes. Adora, you blow my mind.
I don't like the way you're sounding.
I'm telling you.
I don't like the way you're sounding.
Listen, yes, where have you been all my life?
Because I'm also a developer, so I'm very, very happy to hear from her.
Thank you.
I'm also a developer. Yeah. I just want to keep it up, keep the flag flying.
Thank you.
Awesome. Adora, you heard that. Mm-hmm. Adora is not even going to stop. Whether I tell her to keep it up or not, she will continue.
She said she only embraces 2 minutes of fame.
That's actually really great, because it's a great way to keep yourself motivated.
Yeah.
To stay motivated, you know, it's really great to do.
So my father helps me only celebrate 2 minutes of fame.
Look at
that.
So it's like, oh, wonderful.
It's
my
like,
daughter,
yeah,
I'm proud
congratulations,
of you.
I'm so proud of you.
So
I'm
what
going
I
to
do
get
next?
So what I do next?
I love that. I really, really
and I think
love that.
He has done this thing to me multiple times, and now I don't even have to wait for him to do it. It's just there.
Yes, because oftentimes we forget how much we're capable of sharing, of giving, how much impact we're capable of giving out to the world, you know, and get carried away by, you know, the fame, the recognition and all that. And it's really, really great. Lagos, call the numbers again because I
yes,
don't know.
Yes, Lagos. You can call us on 012-770-993, 012-771-993 and 012-772-993. And for women and lady, you can call us on 01-465-7190 and send us a message on WhatsApp. 080-959-75805.
Okay.
Oh, this one is lamenting.
What's it
saying?
Okay,
we have someone lamenting. He said, we need this program, that this program is only on Sunday, and the person is not happy that it's only on Sunday.
Don't worry. Hopefully,
We're working on that.
We'll bring it to a weekday. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, please speak up, okay? You're on Digital Life. Thank you.
Okay, good morning. This is Sonny from Badagoy.
Good morning.
Yeah, I want to ask you, I guess, if someone that wants to dive into those programming or software, is it mathematics compulsory? Or?
Okay. Adora, is math compulsory?
Absolutely not. Mm. It's a myth that, I don't know, people still carry. Obviously, again, software engineering is broad.
Mm-hmm.
There are some fields that you would be in that you would need some math and some physics. However, there are other fields that you don't, that still require you to build software
right.
that you wouldn't even need to know math at all. And again, outside of software engineering, we're forgetting that tech in itself is a mixture of many other fields. You can be a designer, you can be a program marketer, a project manager, you can be a growth marketer or whatever.
Right.
There are different other things in tech that obviously you still don't need math for. Mm. And even if you want to do software engineering, there are some fields as well that don't require math.
Look at that. Look at that. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Digital Life.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Please speak louder. Thank you very much.
Okay, good morning. My name is Joy. I'm calling from Adegunle.
Hi.
Okay, I want to go to the lady in the studio. I love what she said. And I want to ask you, you need to be a computer student before you can start a software engineering career.
Okay. Adora.
You don't have to be a computer student. I did because that was, you know, the path. Because also that was the generation
yes.
where you go to school, you graduate, then you do
yes.
this and all of that. But right now, there's so many people that are transitioning into tech from different fields. One of my friends studied economics in Covenant. She works at Microsoft today and she's in Canada. So you don't have to if you don't want to.
Mm.
Or if maybe you are already in a different path and you realize that, oh, now I want to be an engineer. You don't have to go back and start like 100 level computer science again.
Right.
You can, that's why boot camps exist. That's why courses exist. So you can transition into tech if you, even if you were not traditionally starting from there.
Emmanuel, do we have messages?
Because yes, we have a message right. here and he's from Chris. And Chris says, hi, Yvonne and Emmanuel. Yvonne and Emmanuel.
Hello, Chris.
So my son is 14 and does all these animation stops he learns from YouTube. What is that form of programming? And looking into the future, what area of IT will you advise we focus his learning on?
Hmm.
He's really into tech and I've been overall best in his class in ICT 3 years running. We reside in Accra and that's where I'm listening to you from. Oh, thank you so much, Chris. That's nice. What would you advise?
I'm so grateful for that boy wherever he is right now.
Girl, me too. Me too, my children.
He's the next generation.
Yeah, like he's 14 and doing animation.
Amazing,
and like
yes.
you can, there are multiple fields, if I'm being honest. So he can decide to go into design. That's a valid path.
Mm-hmm.
Animation is also kind of like the witchcraft that we're talking about at the beginning of this show.
Which so, I would have really loved for us to talk about some more. Adora, I would love to have you back
okay.
to talk about the metaverse.
Exactly.
Sure.
Because,
I'm really excited about the metaverse. I'm really excited about holograms. You know, you talked about holograms.
Yeah.
It's something that I want to experience.
Goodness.
Okay, like, I've never had that experience.
Adora, you have to come back. I will drag you.
Okay, no problem. Please don't drag
I don't have
me.
To
just
drag
ask
it.
Nicely.
Okay, nicely. I'm very great at asking nicely because Adora, what? Hey!
We have so many.
Let me answer Chris's question.
We have so many questions.
So yeah, you can also do, you know, design in the VR, AR space or even become an engineer there and you can do all these things with platforms like WebXR, WebAR, Unity. You can build these animations, you know, into 3D things and bring them to life. Or there's also the gaming aspect, which is still very 3D and has a lot of animation stuff and isn't necessarily immersive like VR, AR. So there are multiple paths for your son.
So which one should he do? You know, let's take it that Chris, forgive me, but Chris, let's take it that he's lame.
Yeah, so
man,
the thing is,
you know, he doesn't
I can't
really
make that
this
decision
tech.
For you. So
the
I've given you
has to grow
three
up
options.
And, yeah.
And then what's best is to go research on these three options. Expose your child to the three of them and
exactly.
see the one that he leans towards naturally.
What are the three options again, please?
So there is the design, generally, like, you know, product design, web design, all of that. And there is VR, AR, doing animations in the space of VR, AR.
Okay.
And there is doing animations in the space of, like, game development.
All right. So you've heard her, Chris. We have another question here. It said, good morning. Thank you so much for bringing Miss Adora. I'd like to know if she took her computer science studies in Nigeria.
Yes. To shock you.
I took my computer science course in Nigeria. I went to UNILAG.
Did you hear that?
The school of first choice.
Girl, you just had to add that, yeah?
Well done.
You see my face
well
when I
done.
That
well
is,
done.
It's the first choice for me.
Okay, so she's asking if you would advise her to study abroad, you know, or starting in Nigeria isn't so bad.
If you're studying computer science, I'm sorry, I'm about to shake tables. But to be honest, it's not even a table to shake. It's right. a general thing. Mm-hmm. If you're studying computer science, be careful of the school that you go. If you're studying any course at all, because it's not only about how good the university is, but it's also about how well they are able to do that course. For example,
right.
I'm going to give this example and I'm going to use Ivy League schools just so that you get my point.
Okay.
If I want to study law, if MIT has a law faculty, I wouldn't go there when there's Harvard.
Exactly.
Right?
Because MIT is tech.
Because exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
So I would rather go to Harvard
Law,
right?
Yes.
Harvard Law and do that. So if you're studying computer science in Nigeria, I would advise you to lean towards, you know, schools like UNILAG and Covenant. These two schools are top of my list. And then I don't really know about, you know, because obviously there are some people that, okay, don't make it into these schools or can't even afford these schools.
Right.
Then you have other options. But make sure that whatever option that you have available to you, you are choosing the best for the course that you
right.
want to go study.
Right.
So Chris just sent a response now. Chris, don't worry. We're good. We're really good. Seems your advice is very, he's saying, thank you, Adora. He wants to go into video designs. So you see, his 14-year-old son is going to video design.
He already knows what he wants
exactly.
to do. Exactly. Like Adora.
like Adora.
Our time, it wasn't like this.
Just empower your child to go
Indeed.
Do that.
We have a message here from India. We have Cyril from India, and he's saying, special greetings to Adora. Please, I want to be in the tech space like software engineering or designing. Can you help out with schools I can check out?
Schools you can check out in India, I cannot think of any right now.
Possibly maybe online, maybe some of the Ivy League schools you said.
I mean, go to MIT, go to Stanford, go there. I mean, yeah, like all these top schools, right? You can also get, like, you know, a Udacity nano degree, or you can go to Coursera and take courses, or go to, you know, different boot camps. There are different boot camps. There's Coding Dojo, there's Colab. There are a lot of boot camps and start from there. But if you want schools because you want a degree, I can't think of schools off the top of my head. So you might need to do some research.
So he just responded and said, I did computer science in LASU. I can't even do anything with my certificate. And he's back to Nigeria right now.
You don't need your certificate. If you want to go into programming,
he's talking about online university.
You don't need your certificate, if I'm being honest. And I think someone has answered this question previously.
Yes.
Just take a boot camp. Maybe go to Coding Dojo, do Colab. Or there's this new 9-month school thing. It's called Alt School Africa.
Okay.
So go to Alt School as well. Like, find a boot camp that is for like a stipulated period of time.
Right.
Take it, find an internship, and just start building and growing from there.
If we continue,
it's like, all about what you can do, not necessarily what you graduated with or where you went now.
Ooh, Lagos, you heard that. It's all about what you can do. Adora,
you brought
you
fire.
She did, but she. Adora, you mentioned study groups.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
So I've noticed, because it also happened to me as well, a lot of times people will reach out to you, oh, please, can you be my mentor? And in my head, I'm like, what you need is not a mentor. You need a group of friends, and all of you together are learning, you know, because, okay, a group of friends that are trying to learn this whole programming thing together. You people are building things together, learning. When you have questions, then you can go ask somebody.
Right.
But you don't need that one-on-one with a mentor in your life every day. And I noticed that a lot of people actually think that they need mentors when actually what they need are peers that they can learn and collaborate and grow with. So I just decided to create a community where people can have study groups in, like, you know, whatever different tracks that they want to learn. And obviously there's like a few people that are volunteering to supervise them and help them grow. But the point is, few people in clusters together,
right,
interacting with each other, collaborating, learning and growing together. That's just
what. So what's the name of the study group?
It's, well, the name of like my blog is Adora Hack. So again, I'm very lazy. I call this Adora Hack Study Group.
I like it. I actually like it. I think it's catchy.
Simple,
I like just, it. You guys, you know? Adora Hack Study Group. Go there. Check it out. Check it out. You need help. You want to grow. A lot of you are asking questions in that regard. How can I this? How can I that?
Yeah.
Go on Adora Hack Study Group and learn. Yeah? And learn. Mm. We're always quick to ask questions, but when it's time to follow through, some of us just go, you know what? Maybe I really don't. Maybe it's not that. Yeah. Anyway.
So one challenge a lot of persons who want to go into tech, you know, usually have is quality assurance. You understand? You know, the school, the person that where they're learning from, because we had someone call into the show and say, oh, my child was being taught to just write codes on the paper. You know, and when we had Francisca said, no, he has to practicalize.
Yeah. Yeah, he has to practice, yes.
How do they, you know, be able to differentiate the best, you know, places to take their courses from and the best? Because some of them want to go into academics, you know, want to join these physical classes, want to
academies,
have physical classes.
Yes.
How powerful is the alumni community of that place? So it's like, okay, people that have learned computer science there or have gone there and have graduated from there, what are they doing with their lives now?
Wow.
It's an important thing to note. So again, that's why I said, when you are sending your child to, you know, a school for a particular program, check that school, that program is good.
One of their strengths. Yes. They're quite strong.
So because there are some places that you would go and you would write code on paper. Fortran on paper. People are writing JavaScript now in 2022. You are still writing Fortran on paper. So
goodness.
You just have to know.
Oh my God, Lagos, we have to let Adora go, because Adora like, sent me a message yesterday and said, I want to go to church. I want to go to church. So Lagos, we have to let her go now so that she can meet up with her appointment with Master Jesus, okay?
Love it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, girl. Thank you so much, Adora, for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much, as I said earlier.
We look forward to having you again when we talk about the metaverse, because you see this mixed reality thing. Adora,
we
I want
must
to see
dissect it.
We as must shatter it everywhere.
Okay, so you can just leave your social, you know, how can people reach you?
Yes.
So you can reach me on, I live on Twitter.
Okay.
So my Twitter handle is Adora Nwodo, AdoraNwodo. You can also find me on Instagram, Adora Hack, AdoraHack, or subscribe to my YouTube channel, Adora Hack. So Adora Hack on YouTube, Adora Hack on Instagram, Adora Nwodo on Twitter.
Great. Adora, I will follow you everywhere. I will follow you everywhere. You will know that there's someone following you.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Lagos, we have to take a break now. When we return, we'll tell you about a young man who's already making, in fact, let me not give it away.
Just hold it. Anticipate.
Okay, Lagos, anticipate. This is Digital Life right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Don't go anywhere. If you snooze, you lose.
Is evolving with innovation and technologies. We can only evolve by keeping up with the times. Let's talk smartphones. Let's talk artificial intelligence. Let's talk digital currencies. Let's talk NFTs. Let's talk the metaverse. Let's talk digital life. Starting in April, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. world is evolving with innovation and technologies. We can only evolve by keeping up with the times. Let's talk smartphones. Let's talk artificial intelligence. Let's talk digital currencies. Let's talk NFTs. Let's talk the metaverse. Let's talk digital life. Starting in April, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Hello, Lagos, and welcome back to Digital Life on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Emmanuel Onke, and she's Yvonne Ohaifo.
You tried. Go on.
Every time. Please take it off the table. Thank you. Every time.
You're trying. You're getting
Come
there.
On.
Oh, hypho. You have to. It's a glottal sound.
You see. You only want to teach me on air. Oh, you should teach me outside here. Thank
After
you.
After dragging me on this air, I don't know.
Mixed reality. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have a young man in the studio. Wow.
There are many brilliant Nigerians out there tapping into their creativity and making mind-blowing innovations.
Exactly.
23-year-old Daniel Ogulolu. You will have to tell me if I got that pronunciation
yeah,
right.
That's very correct.
I did. My Yoruba is improving. Lagos, did you hear that? Daniel Ogulolu is one of such persons, a robotics and artificial intelligence engineer. Omo, that's weighty, man. He's a robotics and artificial intelligence engineer whose home automation system has wowed so many. Daniel joins us right now on Digital Life. Daniel, on this segment of the show, what we do is highlight indigenous technologies. We try to highlight young innovators like yourself doing amazing things in Nigeria, in Africa. And welcome.
Thank you very much.
Please, you have to
welcome,
speak directly
Daniel.
Into the mic. Lagos would love to hear you.
Okay.
Great.
Welcome, Daniel. Welcome to Tech of the Week. So let's dive right in.
Yes.
You know, it was thrilling reading about your story and hearing, you know, lots of things about you. Someone actually recommended Daniel to us to have him on the show.
Look at that.
How are you doing today, Daniel?
I'm doing very fine. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We're so thrilled that you've achieved so much at 23. How did you get here?
Well, I started right from my mom's womb, actually.
Adora came out.
It's literally the truth, actually. A lot of people growing up, they've changed their future ambition like several times. I want to be a doctor.
I'm guilty of that.
I end up becoming someone that sells wigs.
Oh, I don't sell wigs. Thankfully, I don't sell wigs. Don't show people that sell wigs on this show.
Well, one of those few people that I said I want to be an engineer right from start. And
You stood by it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it was very obvious right from my very young age, right? I build stuff, I destroy stuff and the rest. So everybody knows that I have this passion for building stuff, right? So officially started 2015. That was when I got into programming. So I learned Java first. So I was just interested in computers generally. So I was not really kind of clear about what kind of engineer I wanted to be. I just started programming, just be something random. So I took a course online on Java. I learned Java. Eventually I was watching Channels TV one time like this, and there was this guy that was interviewed, Olaolu, and he was interviewed for building drones. That's really inspired me, and you know, this is the aspect of engineering I want to go to. This is the robotic engineering I want to go to. So after that, I went on Facebook, I searched for Olaolu, right, and I eventually was able to get him on Facebook. And I tested him. I said, I want to be like you, and he said something like he doesn't have time to coach anybody and stuff like that. It was very polite anyways, but he left me with one particular quote that really changed everything. He said, if there's a will, knowledge will come,
right?
And that sounds very simple, very basic, but the truth is that was where the story actually started. I knew I already have the will. I'm passionate about this thing. I don't really need to have enough so much money or so much experience to start, right?
Right.
So I was sure about I had the wheel and I just started. So from there, I started learning things like embedded systems, IoT. I started building stuff. My very first real experience was my final year project in National Diploma at Federal Polytechnic in Laro. I built a drone from scratch. And when I say from scratch, because this is something that people do. A lot of people have done it, right? But nobody actually has actually built a drone and write the software themselves. So I actually built a drone and I wrote the software myself and it flew.
Lagos. Lagos. Wow. Are you listening to this
How old
today?
Were you then?
That should be 16, 17. 17.
And you're 23 now.
I'm 23 now. So since then I've just been one project on another project, you know, freelancing, short jobs, contract jobs and the rest. Mm-hmm. And so currently I work as a full-time AI engineer for a company in Lagos.
Wonderful.
And I also have my company called Falcon Robotics.
Hmm. Great. Tell us about this automated system you built.
Yeah, so it's called Unify Home Automation System. So I did this, I think, late 2018. That's when I started. So basically, it's a plug-and-play home automation system. So there's a lot of home automation systems. It's not a new idea, right? But most of these things, you have to have considered it from scratch when you're building your house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to wire your house for that kind of purpose.
Mm.
So I was looking for something that a regular house can easily be turned into and a smart home without having to buy so much equipment, right? So I came up with the idea of a plug and play smart system. So it works with your regular wall socket, your regular lamp holder. It's just like an attachment to your lamp holder and your wall socket that turns your wall socket and lamp holder into smart socket and smart lamp holder. And so I built this. Luckily I was able to get a 3D printer. One of my mentors got me a 3D printer, Mr. Noel. And so with the 3D printer I was able to design the enclosure. A friend helped me with the mobile app. I did the embedded system, programmed the microchip, and every time, within a few months, we had something that was working very fine.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. So just give us an instance of what your automated system can do.
So basically, it allows you to control your home appliances from anywhere in the world.
Anywhere, not in Nigeria, in the world.
Anywhere in the world, yeah.
Hmm.
So is this not witchcraft?
Because you know, day by day, just gets
Lagos. Are you?
How did you guys arrive at this?
Are you listening to what we are listening to? Because can you hear this?
Okay, so tell us more about it.
Okay, so like I said, it has what I call the client devices, like a smart plug, like attachments you attach to what you already have at home, right?
Okay.
So when you attach this thing, there's a hub. It has a touch screen actually. So it's like a small 7-inch screen where you just put in your house, right? And from that 7-inch screen, you can control all the appliances connected to it, right? There's also a mobile app you can download and you can pair with the hub, which is the 7-inch screen.
Mm-hmm.
So the mobile app is what gives you the ability to control the devices from anywhere in the world.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You can also do things like set alarm, like set time for when your fan to come up, set a particular temperature for where your fan should come up. And so it's like you can automate those things, right? And it helps you to save power because, you know, a lot of people turn on their fan throughout the night, even when it's cold around, let's say, 1 a.m.
The early hours of the morning.
Yeah, so you can just set it from the mobile app. My fan should go off when it's 2 a.m.
Wow.
So that saves power. So it's for ease and it's also for automation, right?
Especially when I can't stand up from the bed.
Like I'm so lazy. When I'm tired. Yes.
And then
look,
I just cover up, like hold it. But then this is like a solution to all these things. So what motivated you to create this, especially Unify?
Actually, it's generally my passion for building stuff, right? So my goal eventually is I actually want to have a company that builds self-driving cars, right?
Huh.
That's quite ambitious.
I know I needed to start simple.
Right. Mm.
So I picked up automation, right? Because I believe if I could achieve this, then it's really like a signal that I can go further, right?
Mm-hmm.
So basically that was what really inspired me to do that. So I wanted to do something small,
you know,
to show my talent.
You know, self-driving cars is a possibility right now. We've
Definitely.
Had self-driving cars
Definitely.
Already. So is your own having a twist? Are you looking more indigenous? Because we want things from Nigeria. We want, you know, Nigerian sourced innovations.
Right.
Yes. So I always tell my friends that even if I have the money to travel, I'm going to travel definitely, but I don't want to be based entirely outside of Nigeria. I'm really passionate about, you know, building systems that could work here in Nigeria, right? Because I believe if you build something that can work in Nigeria, it can work anywhere in the world.
True that.
So most of the self-driving cars out there, Tesla and the rest, they are designed for good road system, right? Where everything is working perfectly. For instance, I think I was in Germany late last year, right? And something about their Google map that we use here is that it's connected to their train system and everything. So when you go to Google Map in Germany, it doesn't just tell you this is the fastest route, it tells you the train to take and it tells you the time the train is going to arrive there. You understand? That's because the system is well organized, right?
Right.
But, and we don't have those features in our own Google Map in the Nigerian version because the system was not built for that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So that is really what I'm looking to change in the aspect of self-driving car. Let's be something more intelligent that can walk on Nigerian road, right? That can
all the speed bump.
Right. Lagos.
Exactly. And,
all the speed bump. And then all the bike riders, you know, that gets in your way.
Exactly. I was going there.
I know we have the Okada ban there, but we still have delivery drivers and we still have, you know, we have many people on the road. You know, they say if you can drive a car in Lagos, you can drive anywhere in the world, because anything can happen at any time. Anybody can swerve you. You have to be you have to drive defensive and offensive at the same time.
Yeah.
So is that what you're thinking?
Yeah. So I'm not trying to say that Nigeria is going to remain this way forever. Of course, our road will get good, but I feel like it's a fertile ground. Now we don't have too much system in place, right? So there's a lot of time for us to plan and put the right infrastructure. Now, some of the limitations this tech have in other countries is because the road were not designed for self-driving cars in the first place. They're designed for human cars,
normal cars,
exactly.
Yeah.
So it's kind of difficult for them to implement some system. But since we are still new, we don't have most of the system in place. I think if we start now, we can start implementing some, you know, from very creative tech and infrastructure that would both be easy for self-driving cars and then, you know, human-driven cars also.
Okay, you're thinking of an expressway specifically. You know, knowing that we've not, you know, gotten to the way UK is well organized and structured, okay, we are still at this place where we're still trying to fix things together. So we can actually have an expressway solely for self-driving cars.
Emmanuel, you're passionate about this, yeah, but please hold on to that thought. Lagos, you have to call us and tell us what you think. Daniel Ogulolu is 23 years old. He's a robotics and artificial intelligence engineer. And here's the most interesting part. He has built an automation system that can be controlled anywhere in the world. So the automation system can stay in your house and it can be in say, the Netherlands, for example, and control your appliances at home, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Whoa, Lagos, call us. Now. 012-777-0993. 012-777-1993. 012-777-2993. For women, call us on 014-657-1990. Tell us what you think. What do you think about this innovation? Because I'm blown away. You can also reach us on WhatsApp, 080-959-75805. We don't have much time on the clock, but let's squeeze in at least two calls. Hello?
Hello, good afternoon, Yvonne.
Good afternoon. It's still morning, Shamba. Yeah,
good afternoon, Emmanuel Onwuka.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, good morning still.
Yes, please.
My name is Igwe Vic.
Okay.
This is the first time I'm connecting to the program. I'm delighted to speak to both of you.
Oh, thank you.
I want to encourage the engineer. This is the kind of thing they want. Not people who always swindle other people's accounts and continue to bring the face to the name of Nigerian youth. I encourage him. This is life. If secondly he goes places like Germany, like he said, or like US, you see that they won't allow him to come back again.
All right, thank you very much for that. He went to Germany and came back, thankfully. We are grateful that he came back. Thank you very much. Emmanuel, do we have any message? Can we take at least one or two?
Let's just take this message. So he's actually, this person is actually commending you for actually, just like he said, you know, they're commending you for coming back to Nigeria and bringing this home. You know, a lot of persons who are bright, you know, who have this creativity in them, we find out that they just want to jackpot. It's not even only jackpot, they try and steal them. Let me use that word.
They are poached.
Like, they just take them out and then we don't hear about them. I read recently about someone who works with the US military and makes drone. He's a Nigerian.
Yeah, I heard that too.
No, he makes drone. You know, attack drone, defense drone, all forms of drones for the US military. And he we have issues here in Nigeria. No, we could use such brain here.
Oh, well. Thankfully, Daniel Ogunlolu is one who is passionate about development in Nigeria. Daniel, thank you so much. How can Nigerians connect with you?
Instagram, Daniel Ogunlolu, Ogunlolu_Daniel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ogunlolu, OGUNLOLU_Daniel. On Facebook, the same name, Daniel Ogunlolu. And I can drop my WhatsApp contact if that's fine.
Are you sure? They will bump my head. Lagosians are not smiling. They will finish you with messages.
You'll be shocked.
You'll be shocked. Anyway, Lagos, that's the show this morning.
I've had a wonderful time.
I've had a mind-blowing time.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you so much, Daniel. We'll look forward to having you some other time to talk about the amazing things you will have accomplished then. Lagos, that's the show today. Thank you so much for tuning into Digital Life. Thank you for staying with me from 8 a.m. until now. I'm Ivan Okaifo on all social media platforms. Find me, reach me, follow me.
I'm Emmanuel Onwuka, and you can reach me on Facebook at Emmanuel Onwuka and on Instagram at Ima_Onwuka. O-N-W-U-K-A. That's how it's spelt. Thank you so much, Lagos. I've had a fantastic time. Till we come your way again next Sunday.
It is. Bye-bye.
Bye.